Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues there from Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich Gannon is our guest. Longtime Republican operative, and he is the columnist and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, this twice-weekly cyber column. I encourage you to check it out. You'll thank me later. Rich, thanks again for being here.
The fourth, right? I haven't done my billing yet for this year.
I know you better get it out there.
I forgot.
I was noticing that. hey, Rich, the conventions, both of them.
Yeah.
Bernie is a protest candidate. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go. He's got plenty of money. He's going to go to the convention.
I believe so. Unless they can make a deal. I've always thought that.
So could that? Go ahead.
I've always thought that Hillary and Obama made a deal in 2008 that if she shut up and kept her people in line, she could be Secretary of State. And I think that's what happened. I mean, there's no evidence for that.
I think you're right about that.
I made it up, and I love the idea. But you can't make that deal with Bernie. He's going to stand there, and he's going to be more like Buchanan, like Pat Buchanan was in Houston when he gave that infamous speech. Mm-hmm. And he demanded a primetime speech, and the H.W. Bush people had no choice but to give it to him. Bernie's going to get a primetime speech, and the place will he'll just make that place.
And
explode.
won't that eliminate the differences between the Republicans and the Democrats, wouldn't that be a benefit to Trump? Wouldn't that benefit Trump?
Except the election's not going to be in July.
Yeah.
By the time you get back to November, people won't remember it.
Darn details. So now let's move over to the Republican party. It's going to be a contested convention, not a brokered convention, right?
Right. I think that is now probable. Even though, as I said earlier, I thought
at least 50-50, right?
Trump could scoop up enough. I'm sorry?
At least 50-50, right?
At least 50-50. I mean, one of the things about doing convention work, it's so different. I mean, the first thing you have to do is make sure all of your delegates actually showed up and checked in and are sober and nobody died, in between May when they were elected and the next July. I mean, it is really a
spectacle
drudgery.
We haven't seen in a long time, Both conventions.
And it'll be covered so differently than anything we've seen before because of the Twitters and every delegate's got a Twitter account.
Will the media be blatantly unfair toward the two?
No, I don't think so. I think they will enjoy the bloodbath in both of them.
On both sides. Okay.
But I was just reading something this morning that in North Dakota, they're fighting over the North Dakota delegates, and the Trump people were boasting about the fact that their buffet had the only hot food. That's where this goes.
Serious issues here.
That's exactly right. We had the hot food, so we won.
So how many – all right, so folks, a contested convention means that they take a vote and no one winds up with a majority or the majority first. Then they have another vote, right? That's when all bets are off, right? You can go wherever you want to go.
Well, some states, most states, that's the way. Some states you have to stick through, too.
So a lot of votes will be in play in a second vote.
Absolutely. And they're going to go right from one to two, as I understand it. Now, the convention has there is a rules committee that meets a week before the convention. And actually, that's a lot of the fight will happen there.
This will be when Trump could get the red licked off his candy.
Exactly. They can make the rules. There's some rules that they can't change because they can only change for the next.
Right.
But for the way that particular convention will operate, who is on the rules committee and who controls it will be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time the next week when the convention actually opens, these questions will be answered and it'll be answered.
Regardless of who the next president is, if the two candidates are Hillary and Donald, mm-hmm. what does America come to when the two candidates we put up for president are as flawed as those two are?
Well, as bad as it feels sitting here looking down on L Street in downtown Washington, D.C., imagine if you were in London or in Paris or in, you know, in any other capital on the planet, looking at us doing this, not even understanding
right.
what we're trying to accomplish
right.
and how frightened it's going to make them. It yeah. says a lot, and none of it's good.
I mean, what does it say about who, about our demographics, are the electorate, about the people who are willing to run?
I see. Well, that's the last one.
Are
I
you
think
as frightened about
thing.
This as I am?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But the difference is that I have to take a lot of the blame for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of the guys that kind of found out about negative campaigning and how effective
yeah.
it was.
Darn
and,
you, Galen.
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, who in the right mind
true.
Wants to put their family
it's,
through
it's
it?
It's been going on for the last 30 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's yeah. when I was 12.
Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, bud.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.